Texte numéro 30. Death of the biofuel dream. Can biofuels help save our planet from a climate catastrophe? Farmers and fuel companies certainly seem to think so, but fresh doubts have arisen. Indeed, around 1% of the world's fields are currently devoted to growing biofuels. Sugarcane and maize, for example, are turned into bioethanol, a substitute for gasoline, while rapeseed and palm oil are made into biodiesel. That figure will grow because oil is so costly, and because biofuels supposedly emit fewer greenhouse gases than fossil fuels. But new studies question the logic behind expanding biofuel production. For a start, there may not be enough land to grow the crops on or water to irrigate them, given other demands on global agriculture. Worse, any cuts in carbon dioxide emissions gained by burning less fossil fuel may be wiped out by increased emissions of the greenhouse gas nitrous oxide from fertilizers used on biofuel crops. Indeed, the production of 140 billion litres a year by 2030, enough to replace 7.5% of current gasoline use, would require an extra 180 cubic kilometres of water to be extracted from rivers and underground reserves. This yield would also mean impinging upon land needed for growing food, or destroying forests and other areas. That would turn biofuels into a major contributor to global warming. Even using a future generation of biofuel crops, woody plants with large amounts of cellulose that enable more biomass to be converted to fuel, it would take 290 million hectares to meet a tenth of the world's projected energy demands in 2030. But another 200 million hectares will be needed by then to feed an extra 2 to 3 billion people, with a further 25 million hectares absorbed by expanding timber industries. Besides, biofuel yields depend on generous applications of nitrogen-containing fertilizer. That contributes to global warming, since some of the added nitrogen gets converted into nitrous oxide, which is a potent greenhouse gas. In fact, it has been proved that between 3 and 5% of the nitrogen added to the soil and fertilizers ends up in the atmosphere as nitrous oxide. Crucially, that would be enough to negate cuts in CO2 emissions made by replacing fossil fuels. Biodiesel from rapeseed is even worse, as it needs even greater amounts of fertilizers. Moreover, these simple calculations are only based on growing the biofuel. They do not account for all the greenhouse gas emissions associated with producing, processing, and distributing the various fuels, and, on top of that, our knowledge about the nitrogen cycle has to be developed. As a conclusion, biofuels may not be the green future so many governments and agribusinesses dream of. Adapted from New Scientist, August 2007.